It's time to listen different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the May 2nd show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, our guest will be the Mighty Myrrh. She is the host of the Geek Fu Action Grip podcast. But before we get into the interview, a couple words. First is the Verizon Saga Part 3. Now up to 14 phone calls. Spent another 2 hours on the phone with Verizon. All I'm trying to get them to do is change the forwarding phone number from the last place we had to the correct forwarding phone number. And after 2 hours on the phone today, guess what? They still have it wrong. They truly are incompetent. Well, in the next podcast, we'll have Verizon Saga Part 4, and we'll see if we've gotten anywhere from where we are today, which is basically where we were 14 phone calls ago, with them still not having the right phone number. And the second item, we've now added forum boards to the website. Some of the forum boards are podcaster meetups. This is a place for podcasters from the same city or regions to get together and plan meetings. This is in response to Meetup's recent decision to start charging a monthly fee. I figured podcasters out there need a place now to gather and organize meetups, so come on over to the boards. That's one of the forums. Another one is an audio hardware forum, a place for podcasters to talk about the latest hardware setups for podcasting, and then that goes with an audio software forum, again, place to talk about software for recording and editing podcasts. Podcasting news, talk about the latest news in podcasting. There's a podcasting reviews, place for listeners to review podcasts, tell everyone what they think about their favorite podcasts. There's a skit exchange. This is a place where podcasters can link to short 30 seconds to 4 minute skits, i.e. fake commercials, bogus interviews, whatever comedy or other items, trivia items you may have. So this is a place where podcasters can put links to their skits and can come to find other skits to put into their podcasts as for filler material. And then finally, a Yaz bashboard. This is a place for basically a steel cage for Yaz and all his friends out there to go at each other. So for those of you familiar with Yaz from the Bib and Yaz and his forum, Ferocity, created a little steel cage for Yaz. So head out to the main page, and there's a link there to the different forums. Love to see your activity on the forum page. And if there's other forum topics that you'd like me to add, please let me know. That's all the news for this podcast. We're going to go ahead and get into the interview with Mighty Myrrh from the Geek Fu Action Grip podcast. Here we go.
Myrrh, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I guess you can guess which question's coming here, and that is, what was your first computer?
That would be the good old-fashioned Commodore 64.
Ah.
I remember almost nothing about it except it came with the game Duck Hunt, and I was awful at it. That's about all I remember.
Yeah, the Duck Hunt didn't look quite as good on the Commodore 64 as it did in the arcades.
Yeah. It was sad. I did have an Atari, but I think I had the one before the Atari 2600 that I played a lot of games on. Because I remember a friend had the Atari 2600, and I thought, wow, what an amazing upgrade. But I can't remember what the one before the 2600 was called.
Well, the 2600 was the base unit. That was that was the original one with the single cartridge, two joysticks. That was the original 8-bit machine.
Oh, well, what was the upgrade?
Then the upgrade was the 5200, which was the one with the funky joysticks with a turning knob and a little keypad on them. And really, the 5200 was nothing more than the Atari 400 repackaged, which was the Atari 400 computer. That's all it was. It was really just the Atari 400 guts.
And, I see.
And that's all it was. I worked in an Atari computer repair center in high school.
Uh-huh.
So I got to work on the Atari 2600, 5200s, and 400s, and 800s.
Wow, lucky you.
I still have my Atari 800, and I actually still have an Atari 400 also. Because actually the insides of the 800 and the 400 were almost identical, so they used the same chip. So I bought a 400 for $40, so I'd have an extra set of chips. If my 800 ever went out, I could swap out chips until I got it working again.
Now, see, I didn't do that in high school. I'm jealous.
Now, you were not a geek in high school?
I was kind of. I did the after-school computer class.
Ding, 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 ding. You're almost pegging it a little bit more. I have to say it's Dungeons and Dragons, and it's all the way redline.
No, did not do Dungeons and Dragons until college.
Well, okay.
Sadly, I tried the popularity thing in high school and failed abysmally at it. So I was kind of between just trying to get along. And trying to be popular and failing and hanging out with the geeks, really.
Well, see, you failed because you weren't drinking in high school, because you mentioned in one of your podcasts you didn't drink till 21. So if you want to hang out with the cool kids, you had to drink. If you didn't want to drink, you had to hang out with us geeks that were in the computer club and D&D and doing all those other geeky things that we did.
Yeah, I was embarrassingly straight edge.
What was the first podcast you listened to?
That would be half of a Daily Source Code. My friend who introduced me to podcasting was very excited because he had sent Adam Curry an audio comment, and Adam Curry played it. And my friend was just, after trying to introduce me to podcasting, he said, "Oh, wow, I got featured on this podcast." And I said, "Well, okay, how do I get it?" And he told me, and so I downloaded it and listened to pretty much just his part. And then started to look at iPodder and see what else was available. The first one I really remember paying a lot of attention to was the Dragon Page, because I found the sci-fi stuff and got all excited about that.
Yeah, I noticed you mentioned them quite a bit in your podcast, and that you're doing some collaboration work with them. It sounds like.
Right. I send essays to them for their podcast as well. So I do an essay for my podcast and an essay for their podcast.
Now, what other podcasts are you listening to on a regular basis?
I listen to Area 51. I'm listening to a couple of the podcast novels, like Morazi and Earthcore. I'm listening to Evil Genius Chronicles. I'm a big fan of Dave Slusher. You turned me on to the Eat Feed podcast.
Yes, and?
Yeah. And the She Said, He Said podcast. I've been talking to Brian and Jennifer Pippa from Holly Springs about trying to do a Triangle area meetup kind of thing, and it just hasn't happened. I don't know what it is. We're all either lazy or too busy with real life or too busy podcasting. Who knows? Yeah, I also listen to Tokyo Calling, even though he hasn't updated in a while. I always miss it when he doesn't update. It's, I think Scott Lockman, he's really a really good storyteller. I listen to a lot of stuff.
Now, describe a little bit, I've listened to your podcast, and I guess the best way to describe it is more an essay narrative podcast. Maybe you can explain it a little better.
Yeah, I was trying to decide. When I heard about podcasting, I know I wanted to do it, but I didn't know what. And a lot of people were doing a lot of things already pretty well. The husband-wife thing, the audio blog thing, and I realized I've been writing essays for several years and trying to get them published, and it hasn't quite worked out. So I just figured I could read those, because I really like it when people perform essays on NPR, like David Sedaris and Sarah Vowell. I'm big fans of them. Yeah, I've been doing the essays for several years and getting them crippled and published online, but I just figured I'd start reading them, and the response has been pretty good. I was surprised with how many people like it. And the first part of the podcast is always me just talking, and that's when the part gets awkward, because I don't have the script in front of me, so...
But that's what podcasting is about, is being awkward and human. And
that's true.
And you listen to a lot of different podcasts out there, and there's some that are very, very polished, and some are too polished. I don't know if you heard Senator Edwards' podcast, but if you listen to his, he had some flub-ups in his. They didn't edit them out.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know,
good old John Edwards.
So he tried to keep his as real as he could.
Yeah, that was pretty, especially when he was talking about the Carolina game in the next room that was distracting him. That was pretty cool.
I'm sure he's very happy right now with the outcome of the Carolinas' play this year.
Oh, so am I.
I noticed you mentioned, it was funny that you were saying, you know, about buying comic books and buying this and that when you were a dink, you'd go out and spend money on anything you really didn't care. And I always joke, I go, you go through different phases and you start out where, you're double income, no kids, and then you have the first child, so then you're single income with kids, you're sick. And then it becomes single income with numerous kids, so then you're sink. So you go from dink to sick to sink.
Yes, we're in the sick stage right now, so I'm doing freelance writing, but it's not definitely not salary range. So
anybody out there that's an editor going, oh, I need the next great author, check out Murr's podcast. Give Murr a call. Which I guess is a good segue for me to ask the famous question, which is tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website.
Yes, it is at geekfooactiongrip.com, and that's geekfoo with an F-U, not F-O-O. So, geekfoo action grip.
Now, obviously, a spinoff of Kung Fu Action Grip.
Yes. And are you asking why?
Yes, that's where I'm going.
I used to take Kung Fu several years ago, and it's a combination of two things. My email address is Mighty Murr, which sounds egotistical, but it's actually the other way. It's that, like, insecure trying to shout loudly so you'll be heard. I remember I used to watch The Tick when I was in college, the cartoon.
Okay, I am a huge Tick fan. I have all the Tick comic books. I am, like, the biggest Tick fan. But go ahead, go on.
Oh, yes, I love The Tick. But there's a scene where he's being interviewed, and he's sitting there in the interview chair, and they're like, so, Tick, can you see through walls? No. Well, can you shoot laser beams out of your eyes?
God.
No. And they keep asking him questions of stuff he can't do.
He's
and
like, can you destroy the world? The Eves, can you destroy the world? Oh, God, I hope not.
Yes. That's where I keep all my stuff. So they finally say, Tig, do you have a girlfriend? And he stands up and pushes the chair over and says, I am mighty. We are just a sandwich. No toppings necessary. And I just loved how he just stood in the face of, he just stood in her face and yelled, I am mighty. I don't care what you say. And so then when I started doing Kung Fu, I joked that I was the Mighty Mighty Murr doll with Kung Fu Action Grip. The people in my class thought that was hysterical, so they started calling me the Mighty Mighty Murr doll. And so then when I started my podcast, I wanted something with a geek flavor. I actually call my live journal the Mighty Mighty Murr doll with Kung Fu Action Grip, so I figured that could be Geek Fu Action Grip.
Well, if you are a fan of The Tick, you truly are the queen of geek.
Yay! I have arrived!
My wife, she'll tell you how much a geek I was. When we started dating, my answering machine messages were all Tickisms.
Awesome!
I had a list of all the different Tickisms, and I would just change my answering machine message to different Tickisms. It drove people nuts. They just hated calling my machine, or loved it, depending on who they were.
Well, but that's how you screen out your friends.
Yeah. We'll get back here a little bit onto your podcast. I'm sorry to take us off on a Tick tangent.
I love talking about The Tick.
What can your listeners look forward to in the future on your show? Is there anything that you're looking at adding? I know one of your shows you had a little bit of music in there.
I had some actual complaints about that. And I know this sounds really silly since there's so many podcasters out there who do this, but I don't know where to get PodSafe background music. I have no clue.
GarageBand.com. GarageBand.com.
Well, I'd gone to ComfortStand.com, where they have Creative Commons stuff, but I figured, I guess I see that theme songs and background music that you use every week as being sort of a different thing than playing a song once on a podcast. So I found the band that I really liked called Martini Bomb, and I emailed them 3 times to ask them for permission, and I never heard anything back. So I really don't know what is going to change or what is coming up. Once I started doing the essays for the Dragon Page, I became so busy with the essays that I really didn't plan a whole lot in advance. I used to say at the end of every podcast, you know, tune in next week when I talk about this, and now I can't do that because I'm not really sure what I'm going to be talking about next week because on top of everything else, I'm doing another, doing two essays a week now, so.
Well, we can't all be Anne at Eat Feed, who will, you can look on her website and you see what she's going to have shows 6 weeks out.
God, she is so amazing. It's like, it's like you're listening to an NPR show. You can't believe it's a podcast.
Anne,
it's so well done.
Anne's show is the most organized and pre-thought out podcast there is, period, out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've listened
totally.
To hundreds. Her show is unbelievable in the amount of preparation and thought that goes into it. So if you're into food, check out Anne's at Eat Feed. So I'll give Anne another plug there.
Oh, definitely. That's another reason why I want to meet her in person. I want to pick her brain and find out how she does all this.
I noticed you try to have a nice short podcast, right around 10, 11 minutes.
Yes.
And that is definitely appreciated for us that have to listen to many, many podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you do it once a week, roughly?
Yes. I try to upload on Saturdays, and sometimes it can be Sundays, and, you know, if I'm doing really poorly, it's Monday. But, yeah, I try to do it weekly, except for the week I had whooping cough, and then I couldn't speak without coughing, so I kind of skipped it until I felt better.
What advice would you like to offer out to those that are thinking about starting a podcast today?
Figure out a show format before you jump into it. And I believe the last of your podcasts that I listened to had excellent advice about do 4 or 5 shows before you do a promo.
Yeah.
And
that's the one piece of advice that I always tell people is the most important, is get some experience under your belt.
Yeah, and just think up your format before you start talking, and I guess that's it, really. It's such a wide open medium that you could pretty much do anything in. So.
Well, Mirth, thank you so much for finally making it on the show, and that was my fault, not yours.
Oh, it's great talking to you. Thanks a lot for taking the time to call me.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Mirth from the Geek Foo Action Grip podcast. You can check out Mirth's podcast at www.geekfooactiongrip.com, and that foo is an F-U, like what I want to say to Verizon over my whole phone situation. Mirth, thanks for being on the show. You're a great guest, and if you out there would like to be on the show, please send an email and or promo to podcast411@gmail.com. That's podcast411@gmail.com. Love to have you on the show. One other note about the website. We have started putting up show notes from these episodes. And in today's show notes, I found a link to the Tick audio clip that me and Mur were talking about. Go to www.podcast411.com to the main page and find the interview for the Geek Foo Action Grip podcast, and you'll see a link there to show notes. And in the show notes, again, there is a nice link to the audio clip of the Tick interview, along with a list of all the other podcasts that were mentioned in today's podcast. And finally, our promo for today is from Dave's Lounge, and that is what we're going to end today's podcast with. Until the next time, this is Rob from Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different.
Everybody has a special place where they like to go to escape from the stresses of everyday life. Some like to get away to a house on the beach. Others, a cabin in the mountains. For many, it may just be a favorite bookstore, or a coffee shop around the corner, or their local pub, or a movie theater. But for some people, that special place isn't a special place at all. It's a song. And if you look closely, you'll find all kinds of people carrying their special place with them wherever they go. Dave's Lounge is a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best chill-out, trip-hop, and down-tempo music. All pod-safe, all found on the internet. You can subscribe to this podcast feed at www.davesLounge.com/RSS. It's my hope that Dave's Lounge might become a special place where you like to go to get away from it all. information, visit www.daveslounge.com. Drop in anytime, y'all. We're always open.